The Illinois Symphony Orchestra premieres a new piece of music this evening at the BCPA in Bloomington. It's called Gate of Horn, composed by Carl Schimmel. With us is Schimmel of ISU and Illinois Symphony Orchestra music director Ken Lamb. Also in the program is the Symphony No. 2 of Anton Bruckner. Ken Lamb says Bruckner No. 2 is known as the Symphony of Pauses.
Bruckner loves kind of pauses anyway. But in this one, you know, he seems to have an idea. He articulates the idea, he finishes it, and then he stops and sort of gathers his thoughts and then move on to the next one. So they're sort of in identifiable chunks.
What's the effect on the audience? Does it allow them to get impatient? Does it allow them to reflect on the previous idea? Or how do audiences take it?
I think it's the latter. I think you sort of, it's a very, it is brilliantly constructed. Bruckner, of course, was an organist. And you can almost imagine, you know, in this big St. Florian church that he played, that he would finish a chord and the sound would just ring in the cathedral for seconds. You know, some of these cathedrals have, you know, 6 seconds reverb. And I think it's a similar sort of idea. You know, you allow the sound to really play out. And then during that time, I think it is a reflection, a time of reflection.
The decay of an orchestral sound and the trailing off isn't quite as pronounced as in an orchestral hall as it would be in a big cathedral. Yeah. So is it misplaced or how does it work?
Well, I think I think that's what the kind of sort of effect that Bruckner has in mind. Now, of course, in the little drier acoustics of the concert hall, in order to produce the same sort of result, we might have to play it a little bit differently. You know, in the cathedral, you play, you stop, it's natural that it has a ring. But this time, we might have to play those little chords a little longer and just, you know, have a little decay and just sort of recreate that sort of sound.
What's a special moment in Bruckner's Second Symphony for you?
There are lots of really great moments, but without a doubt, the second movement. And, of course, in the second movie, he quotes from his own Mass in F minor. Along, it's a very touching moment because you know what he had in mind, and in fact, we know what Bruckner has in mind throughout for all his composition. You know, he's somebody who, unlike Mahler, who was always trying to search for an answer, Bruckner knew the answer right from the start, and he basically wrote everything, you know, for the glory of his God, and there was such a great sense of affirmation and comfort of a symphony. I always like to joke that if I do a Mahler symphony afterwards, I can't go to sleep for 5 hours because you get so worked up emotionally. You know, all the ups and downs and so on. Bruckner, you go through a Bruckner symphony, you're so peaceful afterwards because you are there. You know, he brings you there. He said, you know, don't worry, this everything's going to be okay. And then, you know, I kind of fall asleep.
As with a lot of strikingly original works, it took a little bit to catch on. Both Liszt and Wagner, when offered dedications from Bruckner, said, no thanks. So how different was it from the other things that were going on at the time?
Gosh, I mean, Bruckner's quite unique, isn't he? I mean, he spent so many years perfecting his craft in part writing. And if you just look at his symphonies or any work. I mean, it's incredible. The lines, everyone has a beautiful line. It's like Bach, but in the Romantic age. And it uses, I mean, of course, Bruckner's idol was Wagner. And he dedicated tried to dedicate the symphonies to Wagner, and he would, Wagner would sort of lost the manuscript and didn't really care too much, but Bruckner had a vision and he stuck with it, and his, if you really look at Bruckner's symphony, the one interesting thing is, a lot of contemporary movie scores, I think it's actually took a lot of ideas from Bruckner's symphony more than anything else.
What are a few?
Well, you know, if you listen to the later symphonies of Bruckner, in particular, you know, Bruckner 7, Bruckner 8. Now, if you're not careful, and this is something, you know, we have to be very careful, it can sound like a John Williams score. You know, it can sound like Star Wars if you're not careful with how you treat the brass, because it is very brassy. It is a huge sound. But if you look at Bruckner's orchestra, it's actually not that much bigger than Brahms. In the Second Symphony, for instance, it's just one extra trumpet. That's it. You know, it's your double winds, your four horns. It's only really the later Bruckner Symphony that he added, you know, four more Wagner tubas. But even then, it's not like Mahler with, you know, 16 horns or whatever it is. So the orchestra is actually asked to do a lot, produce a big, big sound, but with, you know, sort of that sort of classical orchestra forces.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker with Ken Lamb, the music director of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra. Also with us is Carl Schimmel, the composer of The Gate of Horn, a piece that will premiere at this concert of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra. The Gate of Horn is an old idea. It dates back to the Odyssey, appears in the Aeneid, and through lots and lots of different literary and musical ideas through the ages. Memphis Slim even has a blues tune that features the Gate of Horn. So it's based on a play of words. The play is in Greek, that the word for fulfill is similar to horn, and the word for false is similar to ivory. So it's a metaphor for true dreaming and false dreaming. How much of that sensibility do you carry into this piece, Carl?
Well, the main idea I began with was the idea of a piece being like a dream, and in particular, I was inspired by something that one of the commissioners of the piece said about her time sailing up and down the East Coast, and how it was recalled fondly her time on that boat, and it made me think of kind of like it was like her dream fulfilled. And so I was thinking about how a piece of music could be like a dream, and I encountered the concept of the Gate of Horn, which I had not been familiar with before beginning the process of writing the piece. And coupled with the idea of a piece being like a dream is a current fascination of mine, fashioning a piece out of essentially a piece of literature or poetry. So I ended up finding a poem entitled The Gate of Horn by Louis Asikoff, and fortunately he will be at the concerts this weekend.
Would you read a little bit of that poem for us?
Sure. Forgive me if I seem a bit at sea, but you woke me from a dream of words I was setting to music I'll want you to transcribe for me. A quatrain Shakespeare wrote when he was 11, the uncertain glory of an April day. At my age, what is life but a recitativo oscuro with its shadowy intimations, musical aphorisms, librettos, in a sigh, caught between willful tempestuousness and bewildering geometries, we dread and long for those moments of cruel lucidity that fix us as we are. Mallarmé's Swan, frozen in ice.
How did you carry that sensibility into the composition process?
I have an interest also in using quotations from pre-existing works, sometimes my own and sometimes others. And I felt that in this piece, one way to create a sort of dream world would be to take possibly recognizable snippets of music that people may or may not have heard and work them together into a piece. So, you know, when one thinks of a dream, it's often there are parts of it, various parts, that all of which are individually familiar, but that they come together in a strange way, and maybe in a way that is difficult to reconcile.
ISU music professor and composer Carl Schimmel talking about his new tone poem, Gate of Horn, that will be premiered tonight at the Illinois Symphony Orchestra concert at the BCPA. Music director Ken Lamb also spoke with us about other works on the program. You're listening to Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 323, which will be performed by Sandra Wright Shen this evening with the ISO. Thanks for choosing Sound Ideas on WGLT Normal.